I'm Onyx, and I'm your host for this episode of Crystal and Gem Healing. In this episode, we are going to discover the healing power of crystals and gemstones. What is crystal and gem healing? You can take six different books dealing with precious and semi-precious stones and their occult properties and find six different opinions as to which does what. The reason for this is that the stones are usually corresponded with astrological planets and signs. The trouble there is, as W.B. Crow explains in his book Precious Stones, their occult powers and hidden significance are that there are different scales of correspondence, and under one circumstance, one scale should be applied, whilst under a different scale holds good. No natural object is pure. Sun, pure moon, or pure Saturn. The safest way to use stones for healing then is in the manner of the ancient Druids. Go by the color of the stone and apply the same principle used in color healing or auric healing too. For example, you know that yellow is good for intestinal and bowels disorders and menstrual problems. For these problems, then wear a yellow stone, such as a yellow diamond, jasper, topaz, beryl, quartz, amber, etc. The stones should be placed on the afflicted area for at least an hour each day and should be worn in the form of a pendant or ring for the rest of the day, continuing until the cure is effected. In 640 BC, nature wore the jasper around the neck to cure his quasi-stomach. In 1969, Barbara Adam, a graduate gymnologist from the Gymnology Institution of New York, advised a friend who had suffered from irregular menstrual periods for years to wear a yellow jasper pendant. So long as she wore it, her periods came regularly on a 28-day cycle. Did you know that even though science looks down on alternative medicine, but 74% of pharmaceutical medications come from plants and herbs? 74% come from plants of pharmaceuticals. 5% from bacteria and 3% from vibrated spices, such as species such as snakes and frogs. My point here is, why then does science reject natural remedies and they use them to make their own medicines? Good question. Why? Any good book on gemstones and minerals will give you the full description of the many varieties of stones available in the full spectrum of colors. Rubies, emeralds, sapphires, example of red, green, and blue. But there are many other equally effective yet far less expensive stones available. Here are a few stones together with colors in which they can be obtained, plus some of the ancient beliefs regarding their properties. Agate. Usually brown agate, but it comes in black also. Helps harden gums and protect vision. Amber, yellow or orange, improves poor eyesight, deafness, dysentery, and the throat infections. Hay fever and asthma. Amethyst, purple usually, and blue or violet. The antidote for drunkenness, gives peace and peace of mind. Beryl is usually green, yellow, blue, or white. Liver complaints and the diaphragm. Bloodstone is green and red. Greenish and red, actually. It's good for hemorrhages and nosebleeds. Carnelian is red. Hemorrhages, nosebleeds, purifies the blood. So these are just a few of the many gemstones and crystals that you could get to perform crystal and gemstone healing. You got chrysolite, that's olive green, brown, or yellow, or red. It's good for fever and nightmares. Coal is red or white, stops bleeding, helps the digestive disorders, especially that in children, ulcers, scars, sore eyes. Diamond, white, blue, yellow, good for cough, mucus, lymph system, toothaches, and insomnia, and convulsions. Emerald, green, eye disease, good for eye disease. The traditional eye wash was made by simply steeping an emerald in water, generally healing. Garnet, red, anemia, blood disease. Jade is green, it's good for kidney disease, stomach pains, blood purifier, muscle strengthener, and urinary problems. Eye disease, eye wash, as was with the emerald, that you steep it in water and use the water to make the eye drops out of steeping the stone in water and use letting it cool and using the water to soak your eyes. Lapis is deep blue or azure, violet, blue, green, or blue. Lapis or lebza is lapis. Is good for eye problems. Helps tune the higher spiritual vibrations, vitality, strength. Lapis is good for rheumatism, arthritis. Moonstone, light blue, resembles opal. Watery, disturbance, dropsy, gives strength. Opal, red to yellow, black, dark green. Heart, eyes, bubonic plague, gives protection and harmony. These are a few more here that we got to go through. And we got the onyx, which is black. It comes also, onyx also comes in orange and green. So onyx is a stone that strengthens and it harnesses constancy and grounding. You ground yourself with the earth with it, and it's self-control. It also is it gives out powerful vibrations of protection. Pearl, that's white, soothing, dissipates anger. Ruby, red, pain, tuberculosis, colic boils, ulcers, poison, eye trouble, constipation. Sardonyx is red, brownish, red and black. Mental and emotional effects, banishes grief and brings happiness. Sapphire, blue or violet, eye boils and rheumatism, arthritis, and topaz is yellow, white, green, blue, red, for vision problems, hemorrhages, and bleeding. Turquoise is blue, bluish green, or green. Vision promotes youth. So there we have it. We have a good few stones, gemstones that are very affordable that you could use to heal yourself of these ailments. And if you recommend that you buy a book that a complete guide to gemstones and crystals, and it'll give you all the properties that it has, spiritual, physical, mental. It'll give you a listing of all the properties, what it's good for, and it'll give you a good, accurate description of each gemstone or crystal. So that's it for today. And next episode is going to be on pranic healing. Pranic healing. And when the time comes, when that comes up, I will let you know exactly what pranic healing is. Even though it's like Reiki and auric healing. But it has to do with using your energy of one person to feel the area, not touch them, but glide over, flow over the area without touching the person, and being able to sense the problem and using your energy, your chai energy, to heal the person. So it claims to be very easy, and that anybody could do it. So I can't wait to get around to that one myself. So until then, bless be.